Where did the Open Data Center Initiative come from? Was this Intel's conception, or did a group of people come to you? Who thought of it first?
We have a lot of conversations with end customers, and we've heard from a number of end customers that, they were interested in getting into the cloud or using cloud-like technologies inside their businesses, but were struggling to make the transition from where they were with the legacy data centers to a more cloud-like environment. And they kind of asked us, how could we help them in terms of making that transition? And so that was kind of the inception of the Open Data Center Initiative from our perspective, and that's what came through to forming the Open Data Center Alliance, which is how we help a group of end customers come together to establish the alliance to kind of further the goals of documenting up usage models that they need to have implemented to be able to use cloud-like services inside their infrastructure.
And the alliance is, I think it's about 130 companies, is it? Is it just for the big companies?
It's made up of a vast range of companies from across the whole world. There's, some very, very large companies that are involved in terms of driving the direction and managing the steering committee for the alliance, but there's also a widespread of other companies involved in terms of contributors and adopters for the alliance and what they're trying to do. So it's pretty broad spread. At the moment, I think it accounts for something like $85 billion of spend on IT equipment per year.
I can see what's in it for them. What's in it for Intel?
I think one of the biggest challenges we always face is, we drive technology, and we often bring technology to market, take it out to customers, and the customer says, "Yep, great answer, but what was the question?" What the alliance is doing is kind of setting out what their questions are, what the problems are that they need to have addressed in order to be able to migrate into the cloud. And they're framing this in terms of the business challenges that they face, not in terms of technology that they need, but in terms of business problems and the building blocks that they need to establish their own cloud infrastructures or their own private cloud infrastructure. So what it does for us is, this gives not just Intel, but the whole of the industry, a set of things that we need to address in order to meet the needs of large IT organizations and help them make these transitions. So rather than us going to them saying, "Here's the solution," they're saying, "Look, here's the problem. We need to address this and this and this." And, we can go out there and say, "Okay, so with our technology that we've got, we can work with our ecosystem partners and we can create a solution to that part of your problem."
Was there a feeling amongst these the members of the alliance that the cloud service providers weren't listening to them, or is it a discipline to make sure that they all solve the problem in a compatible way?
There was a concern about lock-in and how they can actually get to a more open environment. Or we heard expressed from a number of end customer organizations that, cloud was great, but, it ran the risk of creating a lock-in environment, and they wanted to foster a more open infrastructure. There's no one answer to create a private cloud infrastructure. Every time you go to a customer, or every time someone looks at it, what they're trying to do is something slightly different from the other people out in the marketplace. So what we're trying to do and what the alliance is trying to do is to come up with a set of processes that are the building blocks that they need to have so that they can each assemble their own cloud infrastructure, but they've got the degree of interoperability.
But you're not the police. You can't make them do anything.
No.
Are you getting noticed? And what happens if people say, "I understand what you say. We'd rather do it a different way." I suppose nothing would happen, really. They just lose the business.
There are many answers to the same problem. Obviously, Intel's out there. We're out there developing key technologies that can help the industry move forward. And this is beyond just the processor. This is about what we do in terms of security technologies, power management, networking, and stuff like that. They can be used to solve many different problems. They don't prescribe a solution. They're an enabler to a solution. What we want to do is to work with the ecosystem, which is our OEMs, the computer manufacturers, and the software community, to develop solutions based around our technologies to the business problems that the IT organizations are presenting to us. For an example, one of the nice things about cloud is you can move data about between different data centers. One of the challenges that an IT organization faces there is that, okay, so I know what my data center looks like. I can control it. If I move my data or my workload to another data center, how do I ensure that that data center has the same level of control over it as mine, and that I can trust that data center? Right. So they want to be able to create trust, what we call trust compute pools. So what we want to do is to showcase to IT organizations a potential solution to that problem based around our technology. So that's saying, no, our problem is how to establish trust between different data centers so that we can safely move our data. Intel's coming in with our partner saying, look, you tell us this is your problem. Here's a solution, or a potential solution to your problem, and that can help you get there quicker and solve your problems quicker.
Do you think there's a risk that cloud might become balkanized, that people might go off in different incompatible directions and will undermine the credibility of the cloud proposition?
There's that potential, but I think the industry understands that, you know, one of the value propositions of cloud is interoperability, and the fact that an IT organization can spin out their workload or buy services from external sources. And for that to really truly work, you've got to have a degree of interoperability, and you had to have some form of de facto standard that says, okay, if I land a workload here and I want to move it to there, I can actually do so.
I mean, it's early days yet, but can you point to anything and say we've had an effect on that, or is it too soon?
It's too soon. The alliance has yet to publish its first formal set of documents. That's due to come in the first half of this year. We ourselves have worked with quite a lot of our partners to develop a set of what we call reference architecture, effectively recipes that tell customers how to solve certain parts of the problem, in terms of the hardware architecture, the software architecture, and the operating processes that can help them accelerate the transition.
You've identified interoperability and lock-in as a major problem. Are there any other problems that you see coming up that it would be useful for the alliance to contribute to?
Well, when we talk to end customers, there are a number of key issues that they tell us they're facing in terms of evolving to a cloud-like environment. Some of those reflect the infrastructure, which are around, you know, security. How do I secure my data, the transactions, my workload? How do I make my data centers more efficient? You know, as you move into a cloud-like environment, you get increasingly standardized infrastructure inside your data center and potentially more of it. So the question is, how do I make that more efficient? The other is, how do I simplify the data center? Simplify and rationalize that stuff down. So that's kind of the infrastructure piece. But and then on the other side, there's also, you know, there's things like, you know, lock-in, there's the, you know, IP protection, things like manageability, how do you actually, you know, audit the data, how do you know where it is? There's a lot of other elements that people are trying to solve that they say are limiting their ability to use the capabilities of cloud computing at this point in time.
You're in an interesting position because you're representing your customers to the service providers, as in terms of you're helping the customers express what they want. I mean, also you work with the service providers as well. Is there ever that question of taking sides, of representing one rather than the other?
We obviously want to showcase how the problems can be solved best using our technology. Our customers sell products that are based upon our technology. What the Alliance is doing, they're agnostic organization. You know, they're going to come up and say, look, here's the problem. What we'll do is we'll say, okay, so you've stated your problems, now let me show you how we can best solve that using technologies that, you know, that we bring to market through our partners.
Alan, are there any insights that you get from this into how your customers are working, you know, beyond that, takes it beyond being a good citizen?
That's obviously one of the long-term goals here, is to get a better understanding of what needs to be in place in terms of infrastructure as we move out into the future. We want to evolve the platforms to be able to better support the customers' needs. The challenge is always how getting a real understanding of what the long-term needs are that the customers have, especially when many customers, you know, think very near-term compared with what we have to do with our technologies. So it's really good to understand what the customers are going to need in the future, so that we can actually get that baked into the silicon, so at a point when they want it, it's actually available.
I guess one of the side benefits of this is it helps the two different sides, the providers and the customers, to talk openly with each other, not just always in a commercial environment.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is to show how these solutions can be built such that customers can trust them and they do have confidence in terms of what they're trying to do. The whole problem with cloud at the moment is that there's so much hype around this, and depending on who you talk to, it depends on what story you get. A lot of people that are in the pure cloud space will tell you, yeah, you've got to dump everything on your IT infrastructure and move into the public cloud. Whereas for many organizations, it's actually not going to work that way. They're actually going to transition their internal infrastructure to make it more cloud-like, using private, you know, create their own private internal clouds to service their business needs, and use that then to enable themselves to move out and use external cloud infrastructure, either private services provided by, you know, service providers directly for them, or to use public cloud infrastructure as appropriate. But it's a step. It's a series of steps that people are going to take along this transition. And what we're trying to do is to showcase to customers through the Cloud Builders program and through the other work that we're doing how they can make that transition, build confidence in the infrastructure and the new concepts that cloud computing brings to them, in order to make that transition to make themselves more effective.